Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name of the Lord's beloved ones. We are continuing today to give our attention to the Word of God, because the Word of God strengthens us, cleanses us, confirms us, and establishes us in Him. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 says this, "Or do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" You know what Paul is saying here in a nutshell? Don't take God's patience and loving kindness towards you for granted. Don't think that because He didn't instantly judge you, that somehow He's weak. Rather, Paul says, He's only being patient with you in hopes that His loving kindness and patience toward you will lead you to repentance. Some people sin, and because judgment doesn't immediately come upon them, they think they can just immediately continue to sin without realizing that the only reason God didn't immediately bring judgment and chastisement upon them is because God was hoping that His kindness and patience towards them would lead them to repent. Beloved, God is not mocked. You and I will sow what we reap. And we cannot think that God is going to let us get away with being disobedient and rebellious towards Him forever. God is not mocked. Don't take God's patience towards you or I. Don't take His patience towards us as leniency and as weakness. Don't take it for granted, thinking that you can continue to do what you want to do, live in a way that you know is not right, and think you'll continue to get away with it. No, the only reason God has not judged you or I immediately for our sin is because He was hoping that His loving kindness and patience towards us would melt our hearts, that we come to realize how loving and patient He is, so that we turn to Him in love and repent. Beloved, there's going to come a day where if you and I do not respond to the gentle, loving promptings of the Holy Spirit to turn to Him and to repent, judgment will fall like an axe. This is the day of salvation. If today you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. God loves you, beloved. He loves you. Don't take His lenience towards you as permissiveness. Judgment will come if we do not repent.